On the show now to talk about the 2020 virtual Southeast Alaska Gardener Conference. Master Gardener Ed Bayarski. Ed, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Scott.
It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, good to be back. And maybe if things go well, we can do this every week and talk about what's coming for the next week in the grand gardening world here in Juneau.
All right. So, Ed, you're one of the most diehard gardeners I know. It's raining outside today. I still imagine you out there doing something.
I have been, and I will be again, yes. Luckily just got my expanded greenhouse recovered, and we're filling it with soil and with plants and starting seeds and building boxes and looking to do more and help other folks with their gardening, whether they be new gardeners, we hope, and existing gardeners that are looking forward to another, well, maybe a wonderful year. I don't know if it can even be as good as last year, but we'll give it a shot.
All right. So I understand that the 2020 virtual Southeast Alaska Gardener Conference starts this Wednesday evening. Is that right?
Correct, yes. So this is our replacement. You know, we had to cancel the one in person for back in March. But, or April, I should say. Anyway, it's going to happen, and we've got 16 of the speakers. It's about half of those that we had planned, and we're going to be doing this on the Zoom platform. It is free, and Darren Snyder, our cooperative extension agent, will be the host. And if folks go to the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners website, there's a really simple registration on that. All of the speakers are on there, their bios and what they're talking about. This is all available. And so we can sign up. I talked to Darren today. We're around 180 folks have signed up already. So this, and the way it's going to work, so on Wednesday and Friday evening, starting the 15th, going through March 8th, we will have two programs each evening. And so you sign in on Zoom 10, 15 minutes ahead of time. And you can watch and listen. And there is a chat feature where you can actually type in questions, which then can be asked of the speaker during this procedure. So one presentation at 6 o'clock, one at 7 o'clock with a little bit of time in between is the plan. We'll see how it goes.
All right. And you said it's free, and it'll be 6 to 8 on Wednesdays and Fridays, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So I see this Wednesday, it looks like the topic, there might be sort of two of them, Patterns on the Land, Sustainable Landscape Design for Southeast Alaska, and Growing Fruit Trees in High Tunnels.
Yes. So David Lendrum and Margaret Tharp will start off with that first program, followed by Rob Bishop from Huna, who is growing some beautiful trees, which result in some beautiful fruit. I got to see some of the really nice apples last year, and he's growing these inside high tunnels. So a little bit of extra warmth, a little drier conditions. So he's going to tell about how he is doing that and how potentially other folks can do the same. David and Margaret have, with Landscape Alaska, have been around Southeast for a very long time, almost as long as I have, or maybe about the same, gardening and learning about what grows and how to grow things more efficiently.
Got it. And I know we should all tune in from 6 to 8 on Zoom this Wednesday night to learn more, but tell us what a high tunnel is, just to tease us a little.
Well, I'm not entirely sure whether I have high tunnels or greenhouses or otherwise. There's considered high tunnels and low tunnels. So a lot of folks use some PVC pipe and put them over their garden beds. That's a low tunnel and cover them with some plastic. High tunnels are higher, I guess. And I don't know if there's a lower or an upper limit. I've got one that's 10 feet wide and about 7 feet high. And then I've got a bigger one that I call the big greenhouse. It's got a steel frame on that one. And there's the nice thing is later on in one of the other programs, We're actually going to be talking about growing crops undercover, talk about high tunnels, and there is a grant program through the Natural Resource Defense, National Resource, NRCS, National Resource Conservation Service, and where you people can get a grant to build a high tunnel and have much of the cost reimbursed by the feds. And it's an incredibly useful and heavily used program in Alaska.
Wow, that's good to know. All right, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Master Gardener Ed Byarski, and we're previewing the 2020 Southeast Alaska Gardener Conference, which goes online starting this Wednesday. It'll be on Zoom from 6 to 8. It'll be on Wednesday and Friday nights for 2 hours each night, going all the way up into early May, right, Ed?
Yes, I believe it's the Friday before Mother's Day.
Okay, well, this sounds good, and we should get you guys back on the show to talk about this more as we go. Ed, I want to share, just over the weekend, I have a couple elevated beds in my front yard. And, you know, it's about a foot deep of soil. It's about 24 feet long. It's about 2 feet wide. So they're like raised beds, but they're up higher, so you don't have to bend over when you garden. I love them. And I got my hoops up, and I got my plastic, and I got my seed starts going. Inside, I'm getting ready, Ed. I'm getting ready.
Good. Well, that's what we want to talk about with lots of folks. And I think we may be referring kind of back and forth when I'm talking with Matt Miller on Thursday mornings and possibly referring back and forth from that program to this program. Like I say, if we start doing this a little more regularly about gardening topics. And weren't you going to ask something about salmon berries?
I was. Thanks for the reminder. So I have some salmon berries that have been in my backyard for a long time. And they're kind of they keep spreading, but their berry production seems to be going down a little bit. Is there something I can do to prune them or help them make more berries, Ed?
Yes. Well, you can. One thing that probably would help, I mean, You can actually fertilize them if you want, lightly, and just some compost, sprinkle compost around them. If you want to make it a little easier for you to get into that patch, you could actually cut a path down the middle of it, lay some cardboard down in there, and which will force the plants to grow kind of more where you want them to. And you can also cut out some of the oldest, the biggest, thickest stalks and stems in there to stimulate some new shoots. Also, yes, they do spread. They spread pretty fast in all directions, if they don't hit a concrete wall or some sort of barrier. But truly, pruning out some of that old growth and giving them some fertilizer and making sure that you don't have any two-legged or four-legged pests who are eating your berries when you're not watching.
All right, good advice. More advice like that and more at this year's 2020 Southeast Alaska Gardener Conference. It is free, but Ed, you said it's good to register. Tell us the website.
You need to register to get the access code for this conference.
All right. And what's your website again?
A couple minutes.
Yep. And remind us of your website, please.
The Master Gardener website is www.seak-mastergardeners.org.
All right, and I bet you can see the schedule. You can register and learn more, and it all starts this Wednesday from 6 to 8. Ed Byarski, thanks for being on today's show.
You're welcome, Scott.
All right, have a good one.